This new SIM swap scam uses your cell phone number to drain all of your bank accounts. One victim said, "They didn't just take my money. They took my trust and everything I thought was secure." If you don't take steps to protect your accounts, you could wake up to find your savings wiped out, your identity stolen, and your peace of mind shattered. SIM swap scams are no longer rare, they're growing, and they're hitting new people from California all the way to Maryland.
SIM swapping.
SIM swapping.
SIM swapping.
Soon, you'll see how one victim lost $38,000 overnight after scammers hijacked his phone number, how dangerously simple the scam is to pull off, and the five steps you can use to protect yourself from becoming their next target. Now, what if you woke up one morning and realized your phone wasn't working? You know, no calls, no texts, just a small SOS signal in the corner where your cell bars used to be. For Justin Chan, who was a resident of Carlsbad, California, this wasn't a random technical issue. It was the start of a complete nightmare. It began with some strange notifications. Passwords for his accounts were being changed, one after the other. Before Justin could act, his phone stopped working altogether. He said, "I couldn't make any calls in or out." He initially thought it was a temporary network issue, but the truth was far worse. Scammers had hijacked his phone number by convincing his carrier, Xfinity Mobile, to transfer his number to their device. This was a calculated attack. Now, with his phone number in their hands, the scammers gained access to Justin's financial accounts. They intercepted two-factor authentication codes, which are reset passwords, and initiated wire transfers, all without Justin being able to intervene. Over the course of a single night, they drained $38,000 from his Bank of America accounts. What's more chilling is how easily the scammers bypassed security measures. Justin later discovered that Xfinity Mobile required only the last four digits of his credit card to authorize the SIM swap. "Why would they think that was enough verification?" Justin asked, in a complete panic. When Justin realized what had happened, he acted immediately. He contacted Bank of America to report the fraudulent transactions, expecting fast action. Instead, he was met with resistance. The bank claimed that transactions had been confirmed via SMS, even though the scammers controlled his phone. To add insult to injury, Bank of America initially refused to reimburse him, stating the transfers were valid. He said, "It was just as bad as the criminals taking my money." He felt powerless, facing not just the scammers, but also a corporate giant unwilling to take responsibility. Frustrated but determined, Justin turned to the media. His story was picked up by local news outlets, and the public outcry was quick. The added scrutiny forced Bank of America to reopen his case, and after further investigation, the bank finally reimbursed Justin for his losses, but only after a ton of pressure. That's why it's important to stick up for yourself when large corporations fail to protect you. He said, "If I hadn't gone to the media, I don't think they would have done anything." SIM swap scams are becoming an epidemic with devastating financial consequences for victims across the country. Let me walk you through some of the most shocking cases. First, in Alabama, a small business owner banking with Regions Bank had $172,000 stolen. Scammers hijacked the victim's phone, accessed banking codes, and drained the account. Despite the FBI stepping in, the majority of the stolen funds were never recovered. Next, in Chatsworth, California, a man lost $21,000 when his phone service was disrupted. The scammers bypassed two-factor authentication, proving that even with extra security measures, these criminals can still get through. And over in Bethesda, Maryland, a woman with strong passwords and two-factor authentication enabled still fell victim to SIM swaps. Scammers gained control of her phone and accounts, ultimately stealing $17,000. And lastly, in Campbell, California, another resident faced even greater losses, $46,000. Scammers convinced her phone carrier to transfer her service to a new SIM, giving them full control over her financial accounts. And these cases show just how widespread and devastating SIM swap scams have become. No matter how secure you think your accounts are, the sophistication of these attacks is making everyone vulnerable. And just so you know, a SIM swap scam is a type of fraud where scammers hijack your phone number by convincing your mobile carrier to transfer it to a new SIM card, and that's one that they control. Once they have your number, they're not just playing with your ability to make calls, they're using it as a master key to unlock your financial life. So in just a few steps, they can gain access to your most private accounts. And these SIM swap scams are alarmingly simple, yet incredibly effective. Here's how they work. First, there's the impersonation game. Scammers contact your phone carrier pretending to be you. They'll use charm, urgency, or even emotional sob stories, saying things like, "I lost my phone and I need my number transferred to a new SIM card immediately." Shockingly, this simple tactic works far too often with certain companies. Next comes minimal information, maximum damage. Here's the scary part. Scammers don't even need much to convince carriers. A few personal personal details like the last four digits of your social security number or a credit card number are often enough. They gather this information from data breaches, phishing emails, or even what you've shared online. It's frightening how easily this could happen to anyone. Then they just cut you off. Once the carrier transfers your number to their SIM card, your phone goes completely dark. No texts, no calls, and no way to recover access. The scammers want you locked out while they raid your accounts. Finally, they start breaking in. With control of your phone number, they can reset passwords on your financial and online accounts, intercept two-factor authentication codes sent via SMS. They can take full control of your bank accounts, email, social media, and even crypto wallets. And in just minutes, they can drain your savings, steal your identity, and leave you scrambling to recover. What makes SIM swap scams particularly devastating is their efficiency. They don't need access to your physical phone or extensive hacking skills. Just a few personal details and a call to your carrier, and they're in. The worst part is, many victims don't realize what's happening until it's too late. By the time they notice their phone isn't working, scammers have often already accessed their accounts and drained their funds. Now, recognizing the warning signs of a SIM swap scam early can save you from devastating losses. Here's how to spot them and what to do if you suspect you're a target. First, watch for loss of cell service. If your phone suddenly can't make calls or send texts or connect to data, and you see SOS instead of signal bars, this is a major red flag. Your phone line may have been hijacked at that point. Next, pay attention to unusual notifications. You might start receiving alerts about password changes you didn't make or notifications for new devices logging into your accounts. These can seem minor at first, but they're often the digital equivalent of someone rummaging through your wallet. For instance, one victim reported receiving a flood of password reset emails right before realizing their phone had lost service. Another red flag is being locked out of your accounts. If you suddenly can't log into your email, bank, or social media, even though your passwords are correct, it likely means the scammers have already accessed your accounts and changed those credentials. Finally, check for unexplained financial activity. If you notice unusual transactions or missing funds, the scam is already in progress. By this point, the scammers are likely transferring money, maxing out credit cards, or even applying for loans in your name. Now, if you notice any of these warning signs, don't panic. But act fast. Time is critical in stopping a SIM swap scam before it causes irreparable damage. First, contact your phone carrier immediately. Call your carrier's custom support line and ask if any changes have been made to your account, such as a SIM swap scam or phone number transfer. Insist on locking your account with a PIN or password if you haven't already. Next, notify your bank and other financial institutions. Contact your bank, credit card providers, and any other financial platforms you use. Inform them of the situation and request a freeze in your accounts to prevent unauthorized transactions. You know, many banks have fraud hotlines for emergencies like this, so you want to use those. Then change your passwords. You know, update your passwords for all accounts, especially for your email and bank accounts. Strong and unique passwords are key to regaining control. Also, check for unauthorized activity. Review recent transactions on your bank accounts and credit cards. If anything looks suspicious, report it immediately. Don't forget smaller accounts like PayPal or Venmo, as these are often overlooked but still targeted by scammers. Finally, you want to file reports. You know, report the incident to the FBI's IC3 Internet Crime Complaint Center for cyber crimes and notify your local police department for documentation. These reports can be crucial if you need to dispute fraudulent transactions later. By staying alert and acting quickly, you can minimize the damage and protect your finances. And the numbers behind SIM swap scams are truly terrifying, and they're only getting worse. Back in 2018, there were just 320 reported cases of SIM swap scams in the US, but by 2021, that number had skyrocketed to over 1,600 cases in a single year. That's a five-fold increase. The financial impact has been just as alarming. Between 2018 and 2020, total reported losses were $12 million, but in 2021 alone, scammers stole a staggering $68 million. That's more than five times the losses from the previous 3 years combined. Now, fast forward to 2023, and these scams showed no signs of slowing down. By the end of that year, victims had reported losing over $50 million to SIM swaps. The growing sophistication of scammers combined with weak security measures means no one is truly safe. And as digital banking and online transactions become the norm, the stakes will only get higher. And we live in a world where one careless moment can cost you everything, your money, your identity, and even your peace of mind. But there is good news. With a few simple steps, you can protect yourself. It's not just about playing defense, it's about staying one step ahead of the scammers. First, you'll want to secure your phone and your financial accounts. Start by setting up phone account security. You know, call your mobile carrier today and ask to add a PIN or password to your account. You know, without this, scammers only need a few pieces of personal information to convince your carrier to hand over your phone number. Many carriers now offer alerts for suspicious activity. Sign up for those notifications and ask about advanced security features like biometric verification or account locks to make unauthorized changes nearly impossible. Next, upgrade to app-based two-factor authentication, or 2FA for short. If you're still using SMS-based 2FA, switch to safer options like Google Authenticator or Authy. These apps don't rely on your phone number, making them much harder for scammers to exploit. Also, enable activity alerts for all of your accounts. I'm talking banking, email, and even social media. Real-time notifications can give you a head start if someone tries to tamper with your accounts. And the best part, these alerts work even if scammers gain access to your accounts, as long as you're still connected to the Wi-Fi. Second, protect your finances. You want to diversify your accounts. You know, scammers love a single packed bank account. Spread your money across multiple accounts so if one gets hit, you still have a backup. Plus, having relationships with multiple banks gives you more options when you're ready to apply for personal or business credit. It also protects you if one bank freezes or shuts down your account without warning. You know, remember the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. That applies here. And you'll want to be skeptical of unverified messages. You ever get a text or email saying your account has been compromised? And then it says click here to fix it? Scammers rely on fear to make you act without thinking. Always verify these messages by contacting the company directly through their official website or customer service number. If it feels off, trust your gut.